Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Welcome to Recovery 101. Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle.
Thanks.
You really forgot about doing the whole jingle thing.
Yeah.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly
and Mark
and the Peanut Gallery. Yay! Welcome to another fine, fine production of this fine, fine quality recovery show.
What is the deal? Like, the last four times we've recorded, at some point, the helicopters have come for one of us.
No one will hear it.
I know they don't, but why is it every time we record?
Someday someone's going to come on and goes, I heard the pterodactyl. I love the fact that one time we were doing the show, and in the area we live, at one point, there's many stories on how this happened, but somehow some South American parrots got let loose. Some say it was a fire at a pet shop, and there's a bunch of stories. But be that as it may, there are hundreds of these green parrots with no natural enemies or anything, and we're sitting one day, and there must have been 500 of them flying around above the studio.
Yeah.
And people were writing in saying, oh, I heard the seagulls at the Laguna Beach studio. And I'm like, they were parrots.
Those were parrots.
Of course, you know, people are like, parrots? In Laguna Beach, parrots? I don't know.
We should take this show on the road soon.
We should.
We'd have to get our act together first.
Actually, you know what we could do?
What?
We could go to the NA convention that is going to be in November at the DoubleTree Inn in Ontario. Do a live show from there.
Why don't we just wait for the Worldcon next year in Long Beach?
Well, we could do that too. This could be a practice show.
Or the San Gabriel Con in Pomona.
When is that?
Next March.
It's San in Pomona?
Gabriel? Wait, our convention?
Yeah.
Is in Pomona?
Pomona?
Yeah. Fairplex. Sheraton.
Not a bad idea, actually. I mean, I probably wouldn't go stay at the Sheraton because it's
10 minutes right from here.
Yeah, because it's right here. But I would probably go. I mean, I'd go for sure. I think, you know what? I think that's a good idea. I think all the recovery homes and stuff would be able to send people. And there is a grip
around Pomona
of those in this entire area. Yeah. There's dozens and dozens of sober living houses that normally would be excluded. So I think that's good. How was your day, Shelly?
It was good. I went to church. I'm so on the pain scale today, so I'm trucking along. And I did a little 12-step work at church, sort of, in a weird way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You practice these principles in all your affairs?
We can have affairs?
I sort of, in a sense, carried the message in a weird way because our church is doing a ministry thing, an outreach thing, where they have various people that will help others that have specific problems or whatever. And as I was sitting in church and I'm looking at the people that have gone through the classes, and I thought,
now this
not
is,
a blasted one of them is an alcoholic or an addict.
Just to throw this in, I mean, there's people like financial analysts and stuff that will help their bills or
people
tax people.
People that have been
people
through
or,
what the people are going to be going through that need help.
Yeah.
And I thought, and I'm looking at my fellow church members, I'm thinking, So after church, I went to the pastor and I told him, I asked him if they had a contact number or somebody in the ministry could call if they had a member that needed help with alcoholism or addiction, if they needed to go to a meeting or anything.
And he looked at Shelly and said, Shelly, we can help you.
And he looked at me and said, no, we don't. So I gave him our card and talked about it a bit. And you know.
Recovery 101, sponsored by the church.
No, it's not. I was very clear about that.
I know.
They're separate entities.
You get a call from the Vatican next Thursday.
I love the thing where Craig Ferguson, the Scottish nighttime talk show host, he says that when he went into treatment, he goes, it wasn't like the treatment you see on TV where it's all fabulous people and stars walking around. He goes, my roommate was a vicar from the Church of England. And he says, he came in and he says, you know, the parishioners were getting all caught up by the fact all the communal wine was missing. And he goes, a woman came in and told me, there's a hobo sleeping in the cemetery. He goes, I had to go and pretend I was looking for him, but it was me.
Thanks.
That was a very strange accent, dude.
Well, I had to switch from the Scottish guy to the English guy, and I don't really do an English accent.
Yeah, so it was kind of a...
I can do an accent from Bonnie Wee Scotland, but the
I
English
didn't even
guy,
know what it was a cross between. That was just bizarre.
Well, you know what that means.
It sounded almost like Gilbert Gottfried.
A bit?
Gilbert Gottfried!
A little bit, without the shouting.
Yeah, but you can't do Gilbert Gottfried without the shouting.
That's
his thing.
It sounded like the guy.
Who does that thing with the girl.
Yes, I'm the president of the International Liars. In fact, I'm the emperor.
Oh, no, it's John Lovitz.
Yes, that's what it's, how you say
it. Hello. I'm a member of Pathological Liars Anonymous. Matter of fact, I'm the president of that organization.
Yeah, okay, we did that one on the last show.
Okay.
Well, how was your day, Mark?
My day was fine. What time is it?
Why?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
He was already into it. I didn't want to go backwards.
What are you leaving, Flotsam?
Oh, yeah, and I could go backwards. You know me.
Okay.
I've seen you go straight sideways sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have shout-outs to Bill, Phil, Donald, and Brian.
Who's Brian?
Brian is the one that was cheesed off at me because I forgot to do the shout-out on those two shows.
I'm sure he was.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. Well, you have a tendency at times to say, yeah, and shout out to everyone I shouted out to last time. People, when they take their hard-earned time away to find...
Time?
Well,
we
you have to earn
time?
You have to earn your spare time by doing
this. This is true.
So when they use that hard-earned time to look up stories for us, they want to be acknowledged.
And I am acknowledging Brian. Hi, Brian.
Who's Brian?
I don't know. He's a guy who came to visit.
He was a guy who was coming to visit.
Early summer.
He was going to come. Well, you know what? Actually, he sent me a picture of some work. He's a carpenter, welder, masonry kind of
perfect.
Guy.
Perfect. He should come here and redo our bathroom.
Yes. He sent me a picture of a staircase that he did. Oh, my gosh. It was gorgeous. It was absolutely.
He could do us a nice staircase. That would be awesome, but he'd have to build a second floor.
What's it going to be? Stairway to Heaven.
Be the Burnett Mystery House, like the Winchester Mystery House, the Stairway to Nowhere.
Yeah.
Ghost Adventures
Katie has not sent me anything in ages.
Ugh.
Is she out again?
No.
Is she stripping?
How do you know?
I don't think so. You guys always say that. Why do you think she's stripping?
I don't know where Bruce got the stripper thing. I really don't. But
I think I got it from you.
How would I know?
I'm not saying you did know. We could have just made it up.
I think when it comes to strippers, Bruce doesn't need to get it from anybody. It just comes, you know.
It's the second thing to come into his mind.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a strip joint in a long time.
Long?
I went to Vegas and we didn't even go.
How long has it been since you've been to a strip joint?
Years and years. Well, actually, technically, I went to one when I was in Vegas, but we walked in the front door and the girl that was like, you know, the hostess with the mostest. Uh-huh. Didn't have a lot. And we're like looking, and we're like, ooh. And we decided it was better just to walk around Fremont Street.
You went 20 years ago. Less than a year ago.
When? Where? Oh, I sure did with Mark.
Steaks and strippers.
I did. Steak, strippers, and cigars. We did. Right. That's
steak,
true.
Steak, strippers, and stogies.
And what was the place we went?
Pacers.
In San Diego.
This?
In San Diego. We went down there and had steaks and cigars at the strip club.
Yeah, we had steak, strippers, and stogies.
Okay. Anyway, can we go to North Carolina now?
Okay.
Do they have strippers?
No, but I'm just warning you now, this is an ew factor story.
Okay.
Rayford, North Carolina, Reuben Chance James Fox.
Four names.
Wow. I wonder what this guy's into.
And his wife, Amber Fox. Both of them are 23 years old. He is actually a soldier stationed at Fort Bragg. They have been arrested on charges of bestiality, conspiracy, and disseminating obscene materials.
Okay.
They used to own two dogs.
They used to own two dogs.
The two dogs were the stars of their little very small porn ring.
What city was this?
Rayford, North Carolina.
Do you remember we did a Boozy News story, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago where they outlawed bestiality in Florida?
I'm like,
you mean it wasn't outlawed before
that? Yeah.
You kind of just figure it would.
Yeah. So he was from the 82nd Airborne. I don't know if he's going to be for much longer, but
I don't think so.
They are both in jail on $15,000 bond.
We'll get to the story. What did they do to the dogs?
Well, I'll quote the police chief.
I can guess what they did to the dogs.
I'll quote the police chief. Let me see if I can get a good accent going here. Anything you can ever imagine a man and a woman doing to each other, she was having the dogs do. The Humane Society was actually the one that called it in to the cops.
Yeah, because the dogs didn't.
No, but apparently
the dogs are like, these are the best owners we ever had.
Yeah, apparently the Humane Society, somebody that works there or knew somebody or whatever called
I can do that to
cops.
Myself. I can't believe she's doing that.
Oh, jeez. Gross. See, that's what I mean. This is an ew factor story.
You know what? I got to be completely honest. I was looking up older movies, public domain movies
that could be downloaded. Hilarious.
And I see Animal Farm. And I'm like, oh, really popular movie, classic.
George Orwell.
I download it. That is not what it was.
Well, you didn't know what it was until you realized that a bazillion people.
Everybody was downloading this thing like crazy. And I go and I click. Because sometimes when they first put a movie up and it's public domain movie, it just says the name of it. There's no images. Like they don't upload the covers or anything. And I clicked on it and the cover was uploaded and it had a goat wearing glasses with human eyes on it. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And Shelly goes, what year did they make that? I go, I don't know. I'm just, it's Animal Farm. Yeah, it's Animal Farm, all right. Huh. Yeah. I immediately deleted it from my hard drive.
After you watched it?
I started to watch it. I did. I started to watch it, and I'm like, you know.
I immediately deleted that after the first
later.
Time I saw it.
No, I did the, I skipped through it, and I went, no. It was not what I expected.
Speaking of Animal Farm, Western Australia is where we're going now.
Okay.
You know, we have had on various shows, we've had boozy news stories about a drunk elephant or a drunk bear or a drunk whatever. Well, apparently at a campground in Western Australia, they're having a little problem with feral pigs that have developed a taste for beer.
It doesn't take long for a
pig
to become feral.
Do they have tusks, right?
The picture of the one that they had in the thing did, yeah.
Yeah. You can take a little pig like Babe and leave it like out in the wild for like 2 months and it grows tusks. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah, they get mean.
So anyway,
apparently drinks beer too.
So anyway, one of them is particularly feral and they caught pictures of it rampaging through a campground last weekend. It pulled out 3 six-packs. Drank 18 beers, then proceeded to get in an argument with a cow.
Cow kick his ass.
Says right here, altercation with a cow.
You know why?
Why?
The cow had his mouth pipe.
The cow had his mouth pipe.
The pig, last seen, the pig was resting under a tree, sleeping.
Legs up in the air.
Here's what I don't get. Pig is feral.
Right.
Pig is dangerous.
Right.
Yeah, really dangerous.
And people took pictures.
Yes.
They shot pictures.
Yes.
If you can shoot pictures, you know what else you can shoot?
The pig.
The pig.
You can shoot the pig.
I went hunting once in my life. Never been hunting before. Went once in my life for javelinas, which are wild boars. I didn't realize that... why everyone was using handguns. And I realized when that's all this short brush, mm-hmm. and that if you're using a rifle or shotgun, it's not so easy to swing it around through the brush. And I hear this. I turn around. This thing is 20 feet from me
charging
at
you.
Full charge. And I go to swing the thing around. The barrel is stuck in these things, and this guy shot it with a 44 Magnum. Bam! I'm like, okay, done hunting.
Yeah.
Because
that was fun.
What I discovered is they were hunting us too.
Yeah.
If he hadn't been there, I would have got gored by this thing.
You were hunter and huntie at the same
yes.
time.
Yes.
In Rancho Mirage, California.
Been there.
Done that.
The Betty Ford Center and the Hazelden Foundation have finally agreed to merge to become the nation's largest nonprofit addiction
wow.
treatment
really?
Provider.
Really? Wow.
Cool. Yes. The new group that they have formed will be going under the name the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Oh, I'd have called it Betty and Hazel.
Hazel and Betty's place.
Why not?
Let's see.
Bettyden.
The board chairwoman, the integration of these two industry leaders will expand our geographic reach to help more people. Although, when the merger was first being talked about, the buzz was that the Betty Ford Center was being poached, basically, by Hazelden, that they
yeah,
were
I'm sure
the
they
aggressor.
Are. It's
and
always
the
one
Ford
or the other.
Family and the foundation did not want to merge.
Right.
But I guess Hazelden made an offer they couldn't refuse.
Yeah, I was going to say Hazelden bucked up a bunch of money, and that's
yes.
what did it. Hey, you know what? If you're going to merge with a group, Hazelden sounds like as good a group as any to merge with. It's not like it's, you know, Joe's Flophouse Sobriety Pad.
Here's an interesting one.
We'll be the judge of that.
And finally, a Russian team of scientists found a bunch of seeds in the... what do you call it? The permafrost?
Are they weed seeds?
No. Oh. They're just plant seeds that they believe were probably stashed by a squirrel, an ancient squirrel, or some sort of forager from that time period.
Okay.
They were carbon dated at 32,000 years old. So what do scientists decide to do?
Grow it.
Try to see if they can grow the plant. Yeah. And they did.
Was it?
And it's a plant that is now going to cause a world virus?
That's what I'm wondering. See, okay. The plant is an older version of a plant that currently is extant in Russia.
Is this the thing that killed all the dinosaurs?
No. But it's obviously it's a very ancient version. It's not exactly the same as the current one. But I'm thinking if they start digging up and growing old plants and things, think about how long it takes to get rid of, like, kudzu in your backyard. What if this is, like, the prehistoric equivalent of kudzu, only it's, like, the monster from Little Shop of Horrors?
It grows. It's got teeth.
And, like, the only reason that we exist is because it went extinct, and now they're bringing it back.
Hey, Yukov, did you feed the plant? Yukov?
Shelly, how'd you get to wondering that? Out of all the things it could be.
First thing I thought of, actually, well, I thought there'd be some kind of virus or something.
No, not a virus, but it's just, you know, sometimes there's a reason why things go extinct. God
True.
Said, ooh, maybe that's not such a good one.
Yeah, that one doesn't go too well with people.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
It didn't go well with the dinosaurs.
And that, my excellent friends, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416. or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation
and Sober College
at selfwillhappens.com. So, Shelley, we have a topic. We sure do.
Awesome. Get down with your bad self.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Well, actually, we did.
What did you tell me?
We're doing steps.
Oh, are we on steps? I thought we did topic first.
I don't think so. Now, see, now you're causing me to go back and look. Banter amongst yourselves.
So, what's smoking?
Area 51.
Area 51?
Yes, it's sort of a fruity, minty flavor.
You might want to tell people that it's a vape.
Yes, it's a vape. It's a nicotine
Area 51 sounds like a weed.
It does, actually, doesn't it?
Area 51, man.
Wow, I saw aliens.
We're on steps.
Okay. Awesome. 6 and 7.
Yes, and those are?
You're not going to make me go through the whole thing. Wait. No, wait. Wait, now I'm getting them confused. Because in my brain, I'm making a personal inventory, and when I was wrong, I promptly admitted it.
And you shared that with someone else.
Okay, yes. You go ahead. Do it. I'm having a brain cloud.
Mark.
Somebody.
Character defects and shortcomings.
Yeah, getting ready to have God remove them, then asking him to.
Yeah.
Became willing to do something or other.
To have God remove all these defects.
There you go.
And humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings.
But that's 7.
I looked down, and it was still there.
But that's 7. So what's 6?
We're doing 6 and 7.
Okay, what's 6?
We just did that. Became willing to have God remove all these defects of character.
No, made a list of our shortcomings. No. Wasn't 6. No, 8 is the list.
Wow.
Okay, there's a big book right there.
Shelley's about to have 7 years. I don't think she's going to make it.
Okay, you know what? Based on today's brain cloud, it's fibro fog.
Based on today's performance, she doesn't have a chance to make it 4 more days, 5 more days, 6 more days, however many days. So we decided to lump these together.
I did when I worked them.
I as well. Well, the thing is, became willing. Normally. Or made a list of our shortcomings. Wait, see, now I'm all effed up.
Wow.
One moment.
Shelley, we were fine when we worked these until you came along.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is, people are like, how long do these guys have? Yeah. It's like chapter 5 I can recite from the book. You want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, because now you killed us.
Because now I've confused everybody, and we're all sitting here going, wait. I'll be editing out dramatic pauses.
Yeah. I'm entirely ready to have God remove all my defects of character. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. And then humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings, which is what we said before.
Yeah.
So why aren't there 11 steps? Because that sounds like one step.
One is you became ready, and the other is after you become ready, then there's another step that says ask him to remove our shortcomings.
I know, but in actual practice, What that boils down to is your sponsor says, so are you ready? Yeah. Okay. Step 7.
Pretty
well,
much.
The way that I look at it, and the reason why I have guys usually work those out right after we do the 5th step, is my position is if you are not ready to have God remove these defects of character, then we've missed something somewhere. By the time you've written an inventory and then shared it with the sponsor, that's generally speaking – is what people perceive as being kind of the hardest things to do of all the steps besides maybe, you know, making some amends. But, I mean, most people freak out about the 4th and 5th step. Wow, I got to write down all this crap I did, and then I got to share it with someone. By the time you get to 6, it's like, are you ready to give up all this crap? I would think you would be. And if they tell me no, well, then you're going to have to work on getting ready to. But
where did you find your character defects?
Actually, my in your inventory – my sponsor actually gave me a list. a printed list. And I look, I said, well, I'm gonna come up with my character defects. He goes, oh no, I got them right here. I said, where? And he hands me this printed list. I'm like, dude, why is it printed? He goes, what, do you think you have different character defects than everyone else? What, are you unique again? We need to go back to like step one? I'm like, no.
Seven deadly sins?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, Shelly, when your sponsor had you work your 6 and 7, how'd she do it?
We actually spent a little bit more time on it than... Because we did it and then discovered that I actually wasn't entirely ready to give up one of my defects of character.
Do you still use that one?
But were you willing to?
No.
Were you willing to be willing?
I was willing to be willing, but I was That's not enough. Willing to give it up.
That's enough.
And we had to go back and work on the willingness to give that one up.
You still have that one?
No, not for a few years.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I have most of mine again.
Do you?
You went back to Walmart and got them on sale?
The famed rubber band theory?
Oh, no. No, I got rid of them. And then I got new ones. And I got rid of those. But there aren't a whole lot of them. I mean, so you have to recycle them after a while.
Yeah, there are not a lot of different ones.
Yeah. If.
So
how do you. If I was lazy and that was a character defect and I got rid of that, I got lazy again.
Procrastination?
Yeah.
Procrastinate again?
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of that one later.
Yeah.
Procrastination.
Yep.
I'll give that one up tomorrow.
Yep.
So how'd your sponsor work it with you?
Are you willing?
Answer was?
Yes.
On to 7-7.
My creator?
Yeah. Actually, that's so true.
Yeah.
Now... Yeah, and you know what? That's kind of the way it was for me, too. My sponsor said, are you ready to give up all your defects of character? And I'm like, for sure. I mean, I was. I mean, I said I'm – but again, at that point in my recovery, I'm like – he's like, are you ready? I'm like, is it going to help me with my sobriety? He's like, yes. I said, okay, let's do it. You know, you told me you'd never have me do anything would be contrary to my recovery, so let's go do it.
I was at a book study. We were doing the 12 and 12. So we read step 6 out of the 12 and 12. First thing the guy with the most time in the room said, why don't we read this out of the big book? It'll leave a lot more time for sharing.
Yeah.
This is true. What is it, 2 paragraphs?
6 and 7 is 2 paragraphs. Yeah, it's like...
Seven is...
Like 2 sentences and
Well, it says when ready, we said something like this, yeah. And it does the 7-step prayer, and then it says, you've now completed step 7.
Right.
Yeah,
now,
and step 8, if you have a sponsor who... just tears your first column out of your 4-step.
You already have that.
You now have step 8.
Yeah. But we'll get to that next time when we lump 8 and 9 together.
Yeah.
Now, Shelly, so you were waiting for the willingness to get it. How long did that take?
I don't know. I mean, I had to do some writing on it.
I mean, was it like months? Was it like days?
No. Right around the time that we discovered, because I was going through a period, you know, I had thought that we'd done 6 and 7 and we got rid of my character defects, and I was going through it, or we turned over the character defects. And yet I was still in a lot of angst over things and still committing a certain behavioral no-no. I had done a bit of self-injury. And it was sporadic, and it was still, because that has gone on for most of my life, on and off in various ways, and I couldn't seem to get rid of it, and my sponsor said, wait a minute, this is a character defect, and I was like, it is? And she said, yes, and we went through this whole thing where we talked about it. I know. We talked about it, then she had me write about it, and the upshot of the whole thing was that it turned out to be part of my gigantic ego. Not that I wanted anybody to know that I was injuring myself, because I didn't tell anybody. I didn't even really know that that's what it was until I got sober. I didn't know anybody else did that. But I was punishing myself because there were times when I would get upset. Not necessarily because of what somebody else had done, but because how I had reacted to it, because I hadn't been perfect. I hadn't been good enough. And that is all tied into ego, because it's how I want others to see me.
Right.
And that's where the character defect part came in.
So then you get to where you finally say, okay, I'm ready.
It's character defect.
And then what'd she do with US 7?
That's the only other thing that's in a God box is the self-injury.
Ah.
That is another thing that's in there. Because there, those two things, alcohol and self-injury, were the two big things that I can't work on those by myself. I can't even pretend to work on that by myself. So I had to literally pack it away. It's not mine anymore. It doesn't belong to me.
So then what did you do for 7?
We did the prayer. And we did the prayer a second time after we did the work on that particular issue.
Now, did she ever do a thing like requiring you to be able to memorize the prayer?
Yes.
And did you?
And did you?
I never got 7. I got 3rd down. I got the 3rd.
So, in other words, you didn't follow direction?
I kept trying to, but for some reason, every time I'd try to start memorizing the 7th step prayer, the 3rd step prayer would step in.
I've done that before where I'm doing the 7th step prayer, and suddenly I realize I finished the 7th step prayer with the end of the 3rd step prayer, and I'm like...
So I gave up after a while. She also wanted me to memorize the entire prayer of St. Francis, and I opened... It's in step 11 in the 12 and 12. And I open up the book, I'm like, oh, yeah, right, and slam the book shut.
Well,
I'm stopping at step 10.
How about you, Mark?
Long prayer.
Step 7.
Step 7?
Yep. Do you do it at the same time as 6?
Yeah. You know, the one thing, the steps worked out real well for me during that time is I was so willing to do whatever I had to do. I was so excited about the program and about working the steps and about going to meetings.
Like, this will change my life?
You know, yeah. I'm there, yeah. So, you know, it's like, are you willing to do that? Yeah. You know? The humbly part. The humility was the thing to really focus on to get out of how great I was doing.
Nice.
Watch how good a job I do of asking God to remove my shortcomings.
Nice. I had a guy, we did 5, 6, and 7 all at the same time. And we actually in 8 as well. Mm-hmm. But we did 5. By this time, the restaurant we had been at was closed. We're standing out in the parking lot of the restaurant. There's still a smattering of cars out there, but it's basically closed. A couple people still wandering out. I said, are you ready to have God remove all these defects of character? And he said, yes. I said, hit your knees. We're in the middle of the parking lot. He's like, hit my knees. It's like, and I told him, I go, humbly asked him, get on your knees. So I went down on my knees with him. We both do the 7-step prayer in the middle of the parking lot.
Did you pretend like you were looking for change?
No. No, we did the 7-step prayer on our knees in the middle of the parking lot.
You know what really sucks?
Huh.
I don't think that doing that now with the physical issues we have is a really good idea.
I'd still get on my knees.
How did you get up after?
I was going to say, can you make a towel?
I get on my knees next to the truck.
Oh.
So I have a...
Something to pull so I have a,
if you just have him get on your knees, that's a whole other problem in a parking lot.
Well, that's, yeah, because that's when the cops stop. What are you guys doing? He's praying. Bullshit. How much money do you have in your pocket?
Yeah.
He goes, 120. Now.
Yes.
How would you go about talking to someone who, Mark, if you talk to someone and he says, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to remove all these defects of character. What do you tell him?
We go back to step 1.
Ooh. All the way back.
All the way back.
Wow. You're hardcore.
Time to reset.
I didn't have to go all the way back, at least not that time.
Well, you go back a step, but if you're at that point, I don't know. I've never had anybody say they weren't ready.
But we didn't realize I wasn't ready until way late. I was already working on 9 when we realized that the root of my mental issue was the fact that I hadn't been willing to give up this one thing.
So you went back to 6 and 7.
Yes.
Okay. Well, because at 6, you said you were willing. If you said you weren't willing, then how do we get to here? What did we miss?
Well, and that's the way I am. I haven't had anyone tell me they weren't willing either. But that's maybe I just haven't come across someone yet.
After you get done burying your heart and soul to somebody, if your next answer to the question, are you willing to have God remove your defects of character, if your answer is no,
something's really gone wrong.
True.
We might just go to the bar.
Yeah, why don't we... Let's go do step zero.
Yeah.
Then we can go and surrender everything again.
Let's go back to the thing you do before step one.
Yeah, step zero, drinking.
Well, the part where it says, if you want what we have and are willing to
go to any length to get it,
then you're ready to take these steps.
That's true.
You know what? Sometimes I look around at the meeting and that whole, if you want what we have, and I look around at the meeting and I go, oh, boy. Because I don't always want what they have.
That's definitely true. So, Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words on steps 6 and 7 be?
We already there? Oh, my goodness.
We are.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about step 6. Apparently, I'm not saying anything. I'm having a little issue. But I'm willing to give that issue up. And I'm willing to pass to Mark.
Mark.
Yes.
Final words on 6 and 7.
I need to be willing to have my character defects removed and ask God to remove my shortcomings. Because when I try to make things happen or change things, I always come up short.
Shelley?
Got one now.
Okay.
Go back to Shelley.
Oh, Shelley's
got
like,
one now.
I got one.
Volley back to Shelley.
Where there's a will, God's the way.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's pretty darn good.
Now it's time for Bruce to recite the 7th step prayer. We go.
No, right. I'm not going to do
for
it.
Sure. That's why I didn't do it, because I thought you were going to do it.
I mean, I could do it. Yeah. But, you know, my final words on it is, by the time you've, like Mark said, bared your soul to someone and written everything you've done, you should be ready. You should be ready. If you're not, something's wrong. And step 7, like it shows in the book, is merely doing a prayer, and then it says you're done with step 7. Piece of cake. You know, this is a part of the steps where you can go bam, 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 and then, of course, you get to step 9. But...
Yeah. Screeching halt.
Yeah.
We'll get there on the next couple shows. For now.
Yeah, yeah. Spend a lot of time on that. Shelley?
Yes?
Who is our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat?
He runs the 12-Step Gazette. Oh, at 12stepgazette.com. Wait.
.com.
I am really having a hard time. I think either I need a nap or more coffee.
May have some meth.
Yes, please. That'll help.
A couple lines will clean that right up.
Yeah, it'll perk you right up. Of course, you'll be over at the window looking out.
Yeah. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he'll send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Awesome. Mark.
Yes.
People are listening.
They are.
They are.
We appreciate
in droves.
That. We appreciate that. However you're listening to the show, thank you very much. We ask if you're listening in some way other than going to our site, recovery101.net, that you go there. And if you already listen to the show, you can click on a show and you can do all the things that we like you to do. You can click the like button. And if you click the like button, you're already a member of Podomatic. It will say thank you. You've been counted. If you're not yet a member, you'll have the opportunity to become a member. We ask that you do join Podomatic. You will get automatic updates emailed to you when a new show goes up. As I said, you can like, you can go and comment, go through permalink and you can comment on shows. We love your comments. Keep your comments coming. Please keep show topics coming through the comments. We appreciate that very much.
Yes.
And please add us to your playlist because you may be having that rockin' party and we want to be a part of.
Halloween parties are coming up.
That's right. We'll have to do a Halloween show there and be ready to go. So.
Actually, not this week, but probably maybe next week or so, we'll do a Halloween show.
Yep.
We'd also like, if you are on Facebook, to add the Facebook page. We are inching up. You know, it's been going up quite steadily. We're up almost to 3,000. We're within a couple hundred of 3,000. It's only been up there for a few weeks, so it is just clicking right along. You can actually click on shows from there to listen, or you can go, of course, like we said, to recovery101.net, which we would like you to do. You can join our Facebook group, which is Recovery 101, the Recovery 101 radio group, and that's a closed group. If you don't want everyone to know your business, don't want everyone to know your beeswax, then you can go in there and you can talk about recovery, and none will be the wiser. We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. Don't forget, send a picture of yourself holding up a thing that says Recovery 101. We will post it somewhere. If you're going to send that nude, we will not post it somewhere. Well, maybe in the studio here.
We will grade it, though.
Yeah. We'll post it in the studio. Right. Yeah, awesome. We'll have a ton of pictures up on the wall.
Nudity will not be tolerated, but it will be graded.
You can write it right on your skin.
That's right.
If anyone gets a Recovery 101 tattoo, we'll make you a lifetime member of the Recovery 101 group.
Gee, that's an incentive.
Wow, that's like the old Tom Slick cartoon. Hey, that's great.
Hey, that's great.
Ooh.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
We certainly don't.
Nope.
Shelly, who's the lead out music by? Deer in the Headlights.
I don't know. Who have we not used lately?
KDRC.
Oh, no, we haven't.
You're who?
Right. Kill Devil Rum Club.
I've been having too much rum. Kill Devil Rum Club. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you. Free.
magic.